Record. Hello, everyone. I am Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I am very excited about this interview. I have never had so many awesome midwives in one interview at a time before. So this will be a first. So be patient with us. If people are talking over each other and having exciting conversations, we will organically let it happen as it happens. So we have a team of, let's see how many, you said six total. And I think we've got all six midwives on: Bridget, Courtney, Michelle, Kara, Lena, and Meredith. Thank you all for your precious lunch break. So we'll be considerate of that. But yeah, so they have a federally qualified health center. It's been open for 50 years. The midwives have been part of it for 20 years. There's six CNMs and two family practice physicians. They're able to do full scope. Courtney is the director, and these are the rest of the team. So I would love to go around. Courtney, you're up on my screen first. If you can introduce yourself, and then I'll just call out a name next, and we'll keep in order.
I'm Courtney Allen Coward, and I'm the Associate Medical Director of Women's Health at One World Community Health Centers. I've been a midwife and here for 18 years. And I love what I do. Our patients are incredible, and I can't wait to hear what our team has to say about everything.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Courtney. I really appreciate you getting everybody coordinated together. Bridget is next on my screen. So if you want to introduce yourself, please.
My name is Bridget Wazorek, and I've been a nurse midwife for 23 years this year, but I've been with One World for five.
Okay, perfect. And then I see Kara next on my list.
My name is Kara Higgins, and I have been a certified nurse midwife for 13 years at One World.
The whole time you've been at One World?
Yeah, I was a baby new grad. I did nursing. I did a lot of other nursing before I came to midwifery, but I was straight out of grad school when I got hired. But I was a L&D nurse. I did a lot of other nursing prior to midwifery.
So cool. Well, it tells a lot about the organization and Courtney's leadership skills to have a team that everybody was able to get on, everybody was open to getting on, and the long-term history. So I already know you guys are an awesome dynamite team. Meredith, I see you next on my list.
Hi, I'm Meredith Rudish. I'm a certified nurse midwife. I've been a nurse for, I think, almost for 18 years, and I've been a certified nurse midwife for 11, and I've been at One World for 10. And so majority of my career at One World also.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. And then Lena, I see you next on my list.
Hi, I'm Lena Minnenberg. I have been a certified nurse midwife for 2 months. And I have been at One World for a little over 2 weeks. So I am the newest addition to the team.
It'll be fun to have your perspective. Yeah. Hopefully you'll feel comfortable with the team.
I'm so happy.
Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Loving it so far.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being on with me. And then I believe, let's see, who am I missing? Meredith, I think, is the last one on the list.
I think it's me, actually, Michelle.
Michelle. Okay. Sounds good.
So I also have been a nurse for 18 years, but I've been a midwife for five. So okay. For the 12 years previous to this, I worked as an L&D nurse, and I love it here at One World. It's a pretty amazing place to work.
How long have you been the whole 5 years as a CNM?
Yes.
At One World?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yep. I actually did my clinicals for the midwifery school here with the midwives here, and I worked with them when I was an L&D nurse. So they allowed me to phase right on in, which was amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, it stands leaps and bounds of the organization's integrity with having such a long history of midwives. So thank you. So Courtney, I would love to start out with you, and then anybody can add in or expand on the conversation. I've met about a year and a half ago with one other midwife that worked at a federally qualified health center. So let's go to the basics of what is a federally qualified health center and what are the benefits you're able to give to serve your population. I would love your backdrop on that.
Yeah, so a federally qualified health center is mainly here for those who are underserved or uninsured, underinsured, marginalized. We're here for the people who don't really have great access to care if it wasn't for federally qualified health centers being around. And so we do get a lot of funding from the government, no matter who's in charge. FQHCs are important for both sides. And so there's a lot of focus on making sure that there are FQHCs in the nation and that we're open and running and able to see patients. So that access is important. One of the things that I like as a midwifery business side is that our malpractice insurance in the tail is covered. And so we don't have about that large, potentially large dollar amount for our practice.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, with financial budgets trying to compete with a bigger system, you guys can give great value to your midwives and not have to worry about that part of your budget for sure. And then it gives peace of mind to the ladies that they get to give the best care possible and not have to worry about getting sued later or having some, yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, anybody want to expand why they love working at a federally qualified health center, or if they've worked other places, how it was different? I would love to hear any feedback some people have. It's like class. You're going to have to pick on people, right? Put them on the spot.
I'll speak to that a little bit. As a nurse in Chicago, I worked in labor and delivery, and my favorite patients were the ones who came from the federally qualified health center in town there, and my favorite midwives also. That's how I kind of first learned, well, not first, but worked with midwives more closely. And sorry, my husband's making his lunch. Sorry. All good. And then I started working at that federally qualified health center in Chicago. And so when I was looking for a new job as a midwife, that really attracted me. So the patients were diverse. They were usually very grateful, fun to work with. And then, I'll let somebody else add to that if they want to.
I would say one thing I really love about community health being in our place is that we are used in many more ways than just midwifery. And I love the challenge of it because a lot of our patients don't have access to healthcare until they get pregnant, or they don't know that they have access to healthcare. So that means we're not just dealing with a pregnant woman and her baby. We're also dealing with their chronic depression, and maybe they have a tendonitis from waitressing, and they also have GERD, and they have just so many other things going on. And so we're just doing a whole lot, and I'm not sure that I could work anywhere else. I might be bored because our patients just have a lot going on, and that's what I enjoy. I enjoy the challenge of that.
Well, in true fullest to the capacity, when we say full scope midwifery, very few midwives truly get to do newborn care the first month of life, or to do primary care services. And when you're in that unique situation where they've deferred a lot of primary care resources because of the insurance barrier to when they're pregnant, you guys really have to get the best bang for the buck. So thank you for bringing that up. Anyone else have some great differences they've noticed from other practices they worked at?
Well, we know that the gateway, you know, like the midwives tend to be the gateway to bringing people to healthcare, because if we take care of mama, then they're going to bring their families. And I really find that so, it's so real at One World, because we have everybody on the same campus and have the ability to send them for dental, to send them for social work, behavioral health, WIC. If they have family planning needs, we can help them with that. If they have like a crisis, like quick sick or the peds, I mean, all of it is all there. So it's nice to have the flexibility to be able to get them help right now if it's needed, because of access issues and not being able to go at a later date or not having a car or whatever it might be.
Yeah. So well, and especially with COVID, the disconnected healthcare system, the major systems are like, well, you leave here, you got to go here. And then they see you in 2 weeks. If you guys have it in a one-stop shop umbrella down the hallway, it's a lot easier to get that continuity of care and get things taken care of more promptly. So that's awesome. Thank you for bringing up that point, Bridget. Anybody else want to add some feedback before I bring up my next question? Perfect. I'll give the 5 seconds. I was very impressed when everybody was introducing themselves, the long-term, sometimes at nonprofits, because it's so much giving, sometimes they don't have the funding, the stressors, the barrier. I've been really impressed with the team. Yes, I know one of them has been there 2 weeks, very newbie, but the rest of the team's at least 5 years. And Courtney, the leader, has been there 18 years. I would love to hear how you notice this place is different in help with recruiting and keeping long-term, awesome, established midwifery teams together.
Recruiting is difficult when one of the requirements is that you have to be speaking Spanish. You have to be able to speak translator, but as you see, we've found them and
they're amazing. Yeah. You got an awesome dream team.
Yes. But I like that in One World in particular, one of the reasons why I have stayed so long, other than the patients, and my teammates, which I consider my friends as well, is all the other providers in the system respect what we do and acknowledge that we have our specialty, just like we acknowledge they have their specialty. So the hierarchy isn't there. We're all taking care of these people. That's our goal. And so I really like that. I mean, I just got a phone call from a pediatrician asking about a vulvar thing. So it, you know, we ask each other what we know. And right.
There's pockets of those gems across the country. I was blessed as a new grad to go to Fairbanks, Alaska. And when you want the most independent and rough and rowdy place, go be a new grad in Alaska. And then when you come back to the lower 48, you kind of feel like, okay, my skill set and my training didn't change, but the culture around me did. So I'm so grateful you guys have that there. And has it always been that way? I mean, it was 20 years ago, the midwives added in. You've been there 18 years of it. Has it always been that culture?
You know, it has, because when I started, I was one of five providers, you know, and now we have over 60. So I think it started that way. And so it kept getting
the culture. Yeah, very cool. Anybody want to add some feedback on this part of the conversation?
Well, I would also add, I mean, just to be a little less rosy, we've had our share of turnover as well, even though we've all, the ones that you see here in front of you have been here for a long time. We've also had lots of midwives come and go. One thing maybe on the business side, and Courtney could probably talk about this more, we have been come and gone over the years, a place where people can get that, is that reimbursement for their education? Why, I can't think of what the program is.
HRSA, is that what you're referring?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. And so I feel like that draws people to us sometimes, which is great. But then also when their commitment's up, then some, you know, they can maybe make more money somewhere else, or they can, right. You know, something maybe does look better far away. So I think that we've seen our share of turnover, like I said, and I don't, anyone else want to speak to that?
I would add that some of us that have been there for a while, you know, maybe we have learned, we have this phrase amongst our little group that you need a midwife right now. And so we try to midwife each other through different seasons. And I think that is part of the reason why some of us have been here for a long time, because we started out being committed to the organization's mission, but then we also learned how to work as a team and to really take care of each other as well.
Yeah, the commitment got to more of a personal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a pretty special thing. Like, none of us are having babies anymore, but we all need a midwife.
Yeah, midwifing the midwives. I say that all the time. That's the whole point of the business consulting and the resources. I mean, there's so many midwives doing the day-to-day frontline stuff, but they need midwives supporting them to be successful and to help solve challenges and problems. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Any other great feedback? Perfect. So the other thing, Courtney, you had talked about, there's six CNMs and two FNPs. How do you work? Are they in the same office? What's the relationship like with the family nurse practitioners?
But they're actually family practice physicians.
FPs. I just took out the FPs. Okay.
So they deliver babies with us as well, and they are under when we're sharing patients during calls. So whatever patient we would have to transfer, they also transfer in the hospital. And so family practice, you probably know, they are similar to midwives in their approach to metrics. And so it's a nice fit, I think, with the group.
Yeah, I'm currently doing locum at an Indian Health Reservation in Gallup, New Mexico. So yes, we work side by side, midwives and family practice physicians, and it's awesome. So yeah, I wish we had more of that model of structure, because too much across the country, family practice physicians are getting ostracized by the obstetricians and feeling like, okay, malpractice is too expensive. I don't want to be on call too often. We need to get more FPs and midwives to go side by side in groups together. So I think that's awesome. You guys, has it been that way for a long time? Is that a new addition?
It's been that way for, I'm trying to think when Donna got here, maybe 15 years. I mean, for the majority of my career, it's been,
Awesome. Yeah, you can complement each other in the skill set. So are there any other, for the last question, and this is more for you, Courtney, are there any words of wisdom being the director and leader and growing the right team? Doesn't matter if it's federally qualified health center or just any practice. How do you recruit? How do you empower and inspire midwife, your team?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe the other team needs to answer this for you. Maybe on the outskirts, they can give you some kudos of what you've been doing. Because obviously, if you're there for 18 years, and I mean, not too many people in their busy schedule will be willing to say, hey, I would love to interview with you. Plus, my entire team of six, and they all came on promptly. Like, it tells me a lot about the integrity and the team you've put together and the support you've given them. So if you don't want to answer it, I'm sure some people on your team will answer it for you.
Yeah. I mean, we are really proud of ourselves. I mean, and I'm really proud of our group. Like, we work so hard, and our goal is to, you know, take care of the patients, but also we're also very focused on our own self-care. We want to make sure we're taking care of each other and that we're taking care of ourselves individually. And yeah, that is, I think, through COVID, through the people who've left, like Meredith said, that is very disruptive to a group. Mm-hmm. And I think our group has persevered, and we just have so much reserve in us still that it's been bad, but it could be worse.
Yeah, I mean, the grass is always greener on the other side, and everybody is going through the challenges and frustration right now, but how can we support each other through it to be successful? And the ups and downs of life, and if we can't relate and understand and acknowledge we're human beings, I think that's part of it being a leader, is sometimes we get so like disciplinary focus action, you're not doing this and this, instead of saying, how are you today, what's going on, let's talk about how can I help you be successful. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to add some suggestions and feedbacks from what Courtney had said about what it takes for a good team and leadership and what you guys have noticed here?
I was just going to add flexibility. I think that those of us who've stayed around for several years, I think that being flexible, trying to work with other schedules, work with their own schedules. I've changed my schedule many times during the years, and Courtney's always willing to let me do what I need to do to keep the balance with my family to the point where, you know, we can try to help each other out. So I think flexibility is one reason that we've been resilient. And I think even more so during the pandemic. That's my input.
Love it. Thank you.
I think our team has been really receptive of not just, you know, like trying to feel each other out, is what Kara was talking about, the midwife, midwifing the midwife, but also seeing that we can be flexible with each other as far as volunteering. And I see everybody stepping up to the plate and offering to help if somebody needs to have the day off, whether it be illness related, you know, family related, et cetera. And it's really refreshing to feel that way, that I trust absolutely everybody on the team and know they will practice the way we practice. We have a very similar practice style, you know, maybe different personalities and different appearances, but overall, I think we can trust that they're in good hands regardless of who's there. And, you know, Courtney having that open door policy that she knows, she's always let us know we can approach her, you know, come to the office or talk with her about something. And she's very personable about that and tries to address it and help us work it through if there's nothing else we can do. So, but it always, generally we usually can solve it because somebody's willing to step up and trade or whatever we need.
Awesome. That's great to
and
hear.
along with that, I would say like trusting your colleagues, like Courtney trusts us that we know how to get the job done. We can problem solve ourselves sometimes. And I think that goes really far in a team, is like good leaders have to be able to delegate and they have to be able to trust the people they're working with.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Any feedback? I know Lena, being the newer on the team, has been so quiet. Anything you want to add, Lena or Michelle, before we wrap up the interview?
No, I think even in the short time that I've been here, I mean, I have seen that everyone is really supportive of one another and really trusts each other's way of practicing. And that's a really lovely thing to see joining the team.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. I know 2 weeks into it, you don't know the deep culture, but you've got a fresh angle, eyes, and I appreciate your feedback. Michelle, do you want to add anything before we close off?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have the most amazing group and the most amazing patients, and we all work together really well. And I don't know. I'm happy where I am. And this is.
Yeah. You guys are definitely a gold gem across the country. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of midwives, and I knew it right away when Courtney jumped up and was willing to interview and everybody jumped on, like, you guys have a special team. So I really hope you know that and cherish it. And hopefully we can get more teams like this across the country, because we need it to have that resiliency, because too many people are retiring early and burnout. And unless you have your colleagues to support your back, it's a hard thing to go through. So thank you, each and every one of you. Anything you want to add, Courtney, before I close off?
Yeah, if anybody wants to join our team, we're hiring.
Please. I'll put you send me an email with all the contact information, your direct email, the website, anything you want me to. We can definitely use this as a marketing opportunity. We'll share it. I have a couple of Facebook private groups and different things. We'll spread the word like crazy. And it helps, because this is kind of that initial interviewing. I mean, if they can see how awesome the team, you've just saved three steps of the recruitment process. Perfect. Well, thank you, everyone. I really appreciate your guys' precious lunch break, and I hope the rest of your day goes well.
Thank you, Lizzie. Bye, everybody.